come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
What's going on, man? It is your girl, Tampa Mystic, and we are live right here at The Hype 87.3 in ATL. And I want to say first and foremost, before we even kick off, man, long live. We lost a legend this morning, my friend, my family. Gosh, I don't want to get emotional. Shout out to Rico Wade, man. Like, oof, that was difficult.
Prayers.
Ooh, yeah, it's been a crazy couple weeks, you know what I'm saying? So definitely, long live Rico. We definitely love you, bro. But listen, we got my family, Ill Boy, checking in today. Hey. Somebody that I go way, 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 way back in the time with.
Yeah.
Thank you for being here.
Man, it's good to be here, man, in the building. It's amazing. The setup is nice.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, I feel right at home.
Are at home. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Facts. You don't need an introduction, but introduce yourself.
Hey, man, y'all already know what's going on. It's the big homie all the way from the Midwest. Midwest rapping all day long, and it's a movie.
It's a big movie. Facts, man. Yeah. Well, listen, I want to say I appreciate you. It's so important that we give people their flowers while they're here. Because we never know when it's our last day or their last day. So I want to give you your flowers. You like family to me.
Man.
You've been one of the most genuine people I've met in this music industry. So I appreciate you. Man, big facts.
Same. It's only been a small few people that have been legit. They've been doing what they saying. And just been running around in Atlanta, letting everybody know how I was at your show. Everybody showing you nothing but love. Like, she the homegirl. She putting on for the artist. She on her shit. So, shout out to you.
Thank you. No, you fine. You say whatever you want. Okay. This your station. You do whatever you want. And it's so funny because my actual G-Day is not until the 29th, but I'm out of town during that. Five-day span.
Yeah.
So we went ahead and kicked the G-Day off early. I've been getting so many people wishing me happy birthday. So I had to finally make a post. I'm like, I appreciate all the birthday love, but it's not until the 29th. So, but I'll take it. We celebrating all month.
I was just about to say that.
We got to celebrate life, you know?
Man, we do. It's been some tough years.
It is.
Stuff going on. COVID, all that. Yeah, it's been wild.
It's been a lot. Facts, man. Well, let's people know the history of Ill Boy. Tell us about where you grew up at.
I'm originally from Freeport, Illinois. It's about 2 hours away from Chicago. And just giving everybody a little fun fact, I am from Freeport, Illinois, the same city that Bob Johnson is from, the former founder of BET. Shout out to Bob Johnson, man. And we've been doing it straight like that. We in the Midwest.
Yeah, working, man. Listen, and you've been working for a very, very long time at this. You know what I'm saying? You are not new to this. You are true to this. Yeah. For people that don't know your history of how music became that passion, go ahead and break it down for us.
Man, it's just always been a passion. I was the kid on the playground, you know, trying to memorize, you know, Biggie's lines, Pac's lines, just all the records. I'd be singing the R&B record songs to the girls on the playground. Like, that was me. So it's just always been in me. It's always been something that I love. And just to be able to travel and do my music and network with everybody, it's just like a dream come true. So,
what were one of them songs you were singing on the playground? Take us back.
What you want, the Juicy, what you want, the Total, you know what I'm saying, Monica, Brandy, you know what I'm saying, Master P, like, hey, we listening to it all. So.
All that legendary music.
Yeah.
I could see why you were so inspired, because you listened to the greatest.
Oh, yeah, and then MJ, too, you know, I was a kid in the aisle doing the moonwalk, you know what
I'm
saying?
Give me a hee-hee.
Grabbing my crop. You feel me? Yeah. So, man.
That is dope. Well, listen, what's the music scene like in your area right now? Because I see you doing events and stuff like that. It seems like it's thriving.
Yeah, I'll say it's a lot of different stuff going on. It's kind of spread out with different places doing different things. But I'll say hip hop is definitely live and well in the Midwest. Obviously, if you go to Chicago, you can perform every night. Like, you could perform every night down here in the A. But I'm from a real small little area, so I just get up and just go travel to these different places, or, you know, find these venues and just go to them, you know what I'm saying, and just put it together.
Definitely. What were you into as a child before music, before
wrestling.
Singing on the girls,
I was
singing
say,
to the
you
girls?
You sure already know. We talked about this before. I was the guy who was Stone Cold stunning you in the locker room, you know what I'm saying? I thought I was The Rock, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought I was going to be a WWF wrestler, you know, back in the day.
Why didn't you pursue that?
Well, when you got older, I found out that I was like, this might be a little harder than I thought, and I can't really wrestle, so I don't know. I just eventually gave it up.
Yeah, absolutely. So. No, but you still stay. That's still, it's entertainment.
Yeah,
wrestling really is entertainment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So big old soap opera.
It is. And you stay within the entertainment realm, you know, pursuing music.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. Music is a true passion for you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's something that my wife probably get tired of me. I wake up just, hey, I can't talk to you right now. I got something in my head. I got to get it out. Or, hey, I'm going downstairs. I'm going outside. Like, just leave me alone for a minute. Let me capture this. You know what I'm saying? So I have a lot of those moments and just be in the zone. So
it takes a real understanding and supportive partner to be able to date a music artist. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot of late nights, a lot of traveling like you're doing now.
Yeah, this travel been crazy.
Yeah, crazy. There's a lot. So shout out to your wife, you know, for being just, you know, standing like your rock, standing by you and supporting you and understanding what you got going on. That's a true blessing.
Yeah, she definitely been showing love, holding me down, supporting me. So shout out to my bae.
Definitely, man. Let's bring everybody up to speed. You've been working so hard. You've got some big features, which is beautiful.
Most definitely.
But you stand on your own.
Oh, yeah.
You know what
I'm
saying? A lot of these independent artists, they get these big features and try to stand, use that as a crutch. You stand on your own.
Most definitely.
What do you feel like makes Ill Boy different and stand out from all these other independent artists that are out here? And there's no shade to the other ones, but what makes you different and stand out?
Man, well, first, I just appreciate you peeping that and seeing that. And it's just my work ethic. It's just my hustle. It's just my grind. You know, wherever there's a dollar to be made, I feel like I can make it. You know what I'm saying? I can get in the room, talk to anybody, network, you know, just a grinder. Always been that way and had to get it out the mud. Ain't nothing ever been easy. So I expect this to not be easy because I'm a little fish in a big pond, you know, and it's tough.
But one thing I can say about you is you're doing it the right way.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
not you. In this microwave era of where they're trying to blow up overnight. You understand you got to put the groundwork in.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a lot of groundwork for sure. And like you said, we've been locked in pretty much since 2019 when I got here on a serious note. And artists just need to know it's a lot of layers. It's a lot of layers to this. And I'm wearing all the hats. So it take time. You know what I'm saying? I even had to tell my OGs, like, you're going down to Atlanta. Is they paying you for this? Is they doing this and that? I'd be like, ma, just like you hear other people, like, it took 8 years, 10 years, 20 years, and then that person finally got their big break. It's no different for me, you know. So I'm just waiting to get my big break. I done got a little piece of the pie. It tastes good. I want some more of the pie.
Absolutely. And I love the fact that you've stayed down and you stay humble because a lot of people, what I find is that when they're not in the music business, they don't understand how this works.
They don't understand at all.
You don't get paid out the gate. I spent so much money and I still do. I'm constantly investing in my business. He invests in his business. All of us do, right?
Yeah.
That never goes away.
Never, never. And if they on the outside looking in, they don't quite get what's going on.
Yeah.
I be trying to be mindful. You know, I worked in education for 10 years. So I got people on social media from education to my mama and they see it. And, you know, sometimes they don't quite understand. And I'm like, hey, ma, just like you love Denzel Washington and his movies and all these other characters, I'm just one character and I'm just doing one little show. It's just music. So that's what it is.
So tell us your secret of longevity in this and not getting frustrated because, like we talked about, the payola is not always going to be there. Eventually, it's going to get to that. We're manifesting it. But what, you know, what's keeping you, like, so solid?
Man, really just a passion. Like, man, I really just enjoy music. I love going to the studio. I love networking with people like you. And it's just a passion. And I feel like I'm good at it. So while I'm good at it, I'm going to just keep trying to give everybody my best and my most music and just keep it moving.
I can absolutely attest to that. Like, I've heard so many Ill Boy records and I've never heard a bad record.
Hey,
honest to God.
Again, I like that. I like that.
I'm very transparent. I be hurting people's feelings sometimes because they don't know how to take constructive criticism. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
But it's like, it don't do me or nobody else no good to lie to them. Be like, oh yeah, that's fire, when it's really not.
You know what you got to do to them? Get them to come out to a show and see how many tickets they can sell. I just seen a promoter say it's a lot of inflated egos. put on your own show and see how many tickets you can sell at the door, and that'll humble you real quick.
That is, bruh, that is facts. Man. It's difficult to bring a crowd out because people have their own lives. They got stuff going on. They got kids. They got family. Mm-hmm. They got to get them go to work. Mm-hmm. So like you said, you know, it's difficult to do that. And that will humble somebody real quick. But those are the ones that won't come out and do that because they know damn well behind the scenes that they ain't really doing it.
They'll be on the sideline talking and then, like, think they got so much motion. And, you know, some of these artists, they just really in their own bubble. And I love just, you know, giving knowledge and sharing information. And it'll go over a lot of artists' head. And I just like, man, just going to tap in with the same people that I've been working with and get these little jewels to them, because the game is to be sold, not to be told, like Snoop said.
That's facts. Man. So what are you doing within yourself to really change the narrative of where you are at right now to where you want to see yourself in the next 1 or 2 years?
Just really building my Ill Boy community, you know, people who just rocking with me, trying to get www.illboy.com back up and running.
Yeah.
Trying to tap into these Google ads and, you know, put my music in front of a larger audience, trying to funnels, you know, sync placements, movies, TV, like I'm trying to get it all, you know what I'm saying? So that's just my mindset.
Absolutely, because there's so many different ways you can make money in this business.
Yeah, and that's another people don't even know about sync placements. They don't know how to go about getting them. They don't, you know, they just focus on the Spotify, you know. The digital radio is another platform, another avenue to get money. Like, so it's just, you know, just got to tap in.
That is facts. You're absolutely right. Like, you know, there are artists, and like, I like saying this stuff again. It's not to throw shade. It's just to drop them gems. They don't even know what publishing is.
That's crazy.
And yet they're out here releasing music. I'm like, do you realize you're missing out on money potentially? Yeah, you're leaving money on the table. We ain't doing that.
I'd be like, man, did you got your music copyright with copy.gov? Did y'all pay that $65 to go ahead and get your stuff? Copyright.gov. Yeah, copyright.com.
If you don't do that, someone going to take it and sell it back to you. I promise you.
Right, and that's why I told one of my buddies, I steal your whole swagger and everything if I wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Right, because you know the business.
Yeah. And he still ain't did it yet. So many guys have been in the circle with me. Just follow my footsteps, you know what I'm saying? Y'all getting some of this information, y'all getting jewels, and some guys still ain't doing it.
Exactly. Just like I said at the showcase the other night, you know, I noticed a lot of artists, when they submit their music, they don't even have it properly titled. And what they don't understand is when a DJ puts that in Serato, it just shows up as like an untitled MP3. And like DJ Baby Drea, if she liked your song, she could probably never play it again because she might not be able to find it again.
Most definitely.
Just little small things like that. We just talked about a few gems. What do you feel is the single most important thing you can do as an independent artist right now in 2024?
Man, I say get out of your city and come network like I did.
Yeah.
I jumped on the plane. I came to Atlanta. I got some resources down here. It's a major city. And I met a lot of people. And I just network. And just build good relationships, man. It's a small business. And if you're doing bad business, if you're on shady shit, people are going to find out. Like, it's very small, smaller than everybody thinks. So
listen, people be quick to tell the bad stuff before they do the good stuff.
Yeah, yep.
It's absolutely floating around out there. Absolutely. Trust me, it will eventually come out when you do dirt.
I ain't heard no bad things about you yet. I ain't heard nothing.
And
ain't
you never said, will. I promise you
ain't
that.
Ain't nobody said Tampa finessed them. She ain't did what she said. Like, I ain't heard none of that. So
that's a blessing because, honestly, I consider myself an OG, and I truly take pride in who I am, not only as a person, but my business as well.
Right. And now I like what you just said, because a lot of people don't align who they are as a person and the business, you know what I'm saying? So that's the conversation sometimes we have with my mom. Like, hey, Ma, I still got the same values. I'm still the same man that you said. But it's important to get off the stage and show people in the community and artists and other people around you, like, who you really are. You know what I'm saying? Like, all the stuff going on with Diddy and all these other crazy stuff, like, hey, they maybe been showing you who they are the whole time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I just, you know, I'll be more rewarded and celebrated, I felt like, for what I would do off the stage in the community, because I'm a family man. Like,
that's, you know, facts, man. Just, that's where that human element comes into play.
Yeah.
You let people know you are a real human being. You know, none of us are better than any other person out here. So that's what's going to keep you grounded and rise you to the top is your humility, honestly.
Man, I appreciate that. And like you said, just keep working, because, like I said, I done had to get it out the mud for everything.
Yeah. Definitely.
It's another challenge, you know, so.
So let's take music out of the equation. What else are you working on business-wise? Do you have other business ventures that Illboy wants to tap into?
You know, I most definitely do. I got a digital magazine coming right now.
Yes, did you find someone for the cover right away?
Yep, I got somebody for the cover art, and it's in the editing stages right now. It's pretty much done, but I'm down here. So
congratulations on that, too.
Thank you. I made a couple dollars off of it. It's been nice. Been connecting with artists, and I really kept it affordable because I'm an independent artist, you know what I'm saying? Huh. But I understand the power of media relations and, you know, just tapping in and, you know, building your resume. You know, a lot of these people, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to get $300, $400. You know what I'm saying? How should we pay you this if you can't even sell 10 tickets? You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
It blows me when artists and them think like that. So
me too. I laugh about it because it's almost comedic. Right, like, right. What?
Yeah, it's wild. So I got the magazine going.
Tell us the title of it.
Money Talks Magazine.
Money Talks baby. Magazine. And yeah. BS Walks. Ain't
yeah.
that right?
Yeah, bullshit walks. And, you know, right now we promoting the Illboy Boosie record, Fold, you know what I'm saying? And I brought you your own personal chips, you know. And when you scan the back, it's going to take you to the website. It's going to take you to my YouTube channel. And it's going to pull the Boosie record right up for you. You know
that's
what I'm saying?
That's so dope.
That's for you.
Thank you. What flavor they is?
The Cheetos. They Cheetos.
Yeah, I'll take Cheetos. It. That is fire.
We got the Illboy and Summer Walker, Chris Brown record, and I brought that for you as well.
Thank you.
And, you know, we selling it as merchandise when you see me at a show or anybody see me. You can't get it on none of the platforms right now. You can't get it nowhere but from me. Some point I'll put it on the website, let them download it, you know, charge them a couple dollars, but right now it's exclusive. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That is one of the most important things that a lot of artists are missing on is that right there, okay. Taking it back to the basics.
I like that. Tell my wife that, just like I was, you know, she's like, you getting CDs? She's like, people don't even got CDs in their car, but I'm like, babe, it's me. I'm a, you know, I sign them. Give me a Sharpie, I sign
Listen,
it for you.
Listen, absolutely. Yeah. Even if they don't have a CD player, which most people don't anymore, but it's still like a almost like a collector's item because you will not win or if you will blow up, you will make it big.
Yeah.
I could be like, bro, I was one of the first people to have one of his CDs.
Yeah.
That to me is like a trophy.
Most definitely. And I really feel like somebody told me yesterday, I'm really sticking out. They ain't going to forget because not a lot of people got CDs.
No, you're right. I wish we could go back to that era to keep it G because this digital streaming platforms is insulting what they're paying artists. How are you supposed to make a living off of Spotify paying you a fraction of a penny?
It's crazy. It went up to a penny now.
That's still like a punch in the gut. It is.
We getting uppercutted, punched in the gut, everything. They killing us with it. Meanwhile, they big execs is just making millions of dollars off us. So
man.
It's tough.
And having stuff like that to be able to put up for sale, whether people buy it, you know, now or later, that is important because that all generates some extra income for you.
Most definitely. And it's we've definitely been moving some of the units, you know what I'm saying? So you can get the Chris Brown EP or the two records on there, you can get it for $3, you know what I'm saying? If you at one of my shows or if you see me and if you're in love with it so much, I'll mail that thing to you.
Listen,
know
I know that's right.
I'll mail that thing to you. So
put your autograph on your John Hancock on there.
Yeah,
isn't that what they called it?
Yeah.
Definitely. What do you feel like is the most important thing that you're doing right now besides traveling? Because that's you know, a given. But in your city, what is the most important thing Illboy is doing to get his name and face out there?
So much. Like I said, so many layers and my brain constantly. But I think really just driving that traffic to my illboy.com, getting those emails, getting them phone numbers. And, you know, if you got 50 people who constantly checking in, just start catering your music to them 50 people. You know what I'm saying? And then try to get 100. Then try to get 200.
Man.
I had like 300 people on my email list a couple years ago. It's been down for a minute, so I got to kind of restart it again. But I already had a little blueprint going. So
absolutely, and that's what it's all about is having that blueprint.
Yeah.
Rather than just out here winging it, trying to figure it out.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't build a house without a blueprint. The foundation will crumble.
And I say too, man, it's hard to decipher who doing what. So just get you like a handful of people and just tap in. I'm always tapping in with what you got going on. I always check.
Appreciate it.
Fire chick. I'm always tapping in.
It's my
girl. But there's so many people who say that they can do something, but they not always legit, you know what I'm saying? And it'll really scramble your brain trying to figure out, okay, should I work with them? Should I work with this person? So I just latched on to you, latched on to my peoples. And
I appreciate that, you know, and it's like artists like you that I just want to, like, you know, say, come on, let's go, because I deal with so many different type of personalities and energies. Yeah. At some point in time, I'm not going to want to do this full time no more, right, just because it really wears on me sometimes.
Most definitely.
I ain't going to lie. But when I come across someone like you, it's like a breath of fresh air.
Thank you.
It's like a godsend. Like God said, here you go. Here's the dope artist for you. Work with him.
Yes. I do hear these artists, man. They be in y'all inbox. They be cutting up. They be thinking y'all stealing $20. Like, who going to steal $20 from y'all?
Listen. Yes.
It's 3 a.m. She going to hit you in the morning about the service that you're getting from her. You know what I mean?
Yo, you know how many times I got to go off on people about that? They'll hit me up about something, and then because I don't respond in an hour, they're back in my inbox with all these question marks like I'm ignoring them. I said, bro, do you not realize I got a whole life out here?
Yeah, a whole life. You know what I'm saying?
I don't sit here watching my DM waiting for you to DM me, brother, for $20. Yep. No, that shit drives me in crazy.
Yeah, like I said, them egos very, you know, inflated, so... I don't get it, man. I don't get it. But
so I wanna help you with the magazine. Okay. You know, because I obviously stumble across a million artists, you know. Oh, yeah. So I would love to be able to send some your way. How often are you gonna publish it?
I'm trying to get this one out now, getting a good feel to see how it is. But I think we're gonna try to do it at least once a month or every other month. We're gonna try to get it out. Just with this first I'm learning about, you know, just different edits that need to be done, or this grammatically wasn't right, or I need this change. So now once I get that rolling on that first one, I feel a little bit more comfortable. But like I said, it's ready. You know, I got artists, I got people, you know, that tapped in, and I just think it's just go up from there.
It definitely can, because media publications is one of the major things that not just artists, but business owners, entrepreneurs, you know, whatever it is that you do, whatever your hustle is, they need that media coverage.
And I'm already going to hit you for the blogs when it come out. Like, I need it in all the blogs, you know.
Yeah.
Only Talks Magazine, so.
Facts. You got to meet the man himself, hip-hop since 1987, Chris, today.
Dope.
Yeah.
That was dope. That was dope. Meeting a lot of people.
He always comes to my events, but he never wants people to know he's there. Like, he'll sit off in the corner.
I had no idea.
Yeah. He was sitting over in the corner by me all night because he was just like, he's that type of person. He wants his brand to be bigger than who he is. And I respect that.
That's what's up.
Definitely.
What's up. Yeah.
So what all you had going on? You came out here and you lit the stage up.
Appreciate that.
You got to record at the Grand Soul Asylum. What was your experience like there? Tell us.
It was super dope. You know, I feel like a superstar.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm a superstar, but now I'm a superstar. Like, just some of the people that they had come through, record, you know, big name people.
Yes.
Just to see the services that they are providing. It was dope. It was dope. A lot of rooms. And I really liked the session. You know what I'm saying? The engineer, he was on point.
Yes.
And, man, my little peoples that heard that record, they was like, you need to come. When you come back home, just put that out right now.
No, facts. I listened to it. I was like, yo, that thing is hard.
Hey.
Let's talk about that creative side. You know, real quickly, so you also did a couple other interviews as well.
Oh, yeah.
That went well?
Oh, yeah. It was with Ugly Money. Shout out to Mr. B. Heard. Shout out to Ugly Money. I was with DJ Baby Slim.
Shout out to Baby Slim. That's my homie, man.
I won't throw them boys a bone, man. I'm seeing a lot of reels about Ugly Money. I'm seeing a lot of shade. I'm seeing a lot of hate. And I just want to personally say that I feel like I'm a good character of people. And, you know, the interview was dope. They showed nothing but love. They did all the services that I asked. So, you know, don't always look at that when people talking about folks like that, because, you know, that wasn't the case with them.
Absolutely. You have to be the judge of that yourself. Just because someone else may have had a bad experience for whatever reason, it could have been the artist themselves who did something wrong, but they're pointing the finger, right?
Oh, yeah.
You have to be that judge, you know, your own judge of character with people. So I'm glad that you don't, you know, always listen to what other people have to say.
Shout out to them, man. It was a dope interview. The whole weekend's been dope, man. It's a lot of good stuff going on out here. A lot of good eats out here.
Yeah.
A lot of places to see. So, yeah, it's a fun place to be.
And Baby Slim is, he and I used to work together at a radio station. That's how we met, like, 50,000 years ago, a long time ago. Yeah, long time ago. Such a solid dude. You know, he does his indie tailgate.
Yeah, that's what I told him, man. I
gotta come for that.
Down. Yeah, I gotta come back down and link up with him. I tried last year a few times. Schedules just didn't quite coordinate, but I'm gonna try to get back out here.
Talk about exposure. Talk about exposure. So he does the indie tailgate.
Yeah.
I was saying, talk about exposure you can get is what I mean. He does it right outside the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
And during the NBA season for the Hawks, he do it right
there's
in front of
there. Millions of people who are in attendance. And I've hosted that stage with him before.
That's dope.
And just seeing the influx of people come, because it's his, usually sets up right in front of the stadium by where people get off the train.
Mm-hmm.
People stop, they watch, they get videos. Man, that's great exposure. You got to come back for that.
I'm most definitely working on it, trying to get to that.
Absolutely. You got this record with Boosie.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard, man. Y'all been spinning me, man. It's been love, you know. We're going to keep that rolling.
You've got some big features. Yeah. Let's. We ain't got to dive into that too much because, you know, listen, people don't need to know all your gems and your secrets on that side. They got to figure
y'all
it out.
Got to go and do the research and go stream the music and, you know, go tap in.
But let me ask you this. When you get features, how do you pick and choose who fits what record?
Well, you know, with the opportunities with some of these big name features, I've been able to secure those through a third party vendor.
Yeah.
So it's a pre-recorded verse. And I just say that artists got to know what they want to do with the record and how they want to promote the record, because other potential people can have a record. But I just listen to the record and it's on repeat. You know, I'm listening to what they talking about. I'm listening to the track. And I just want to compliment the record. You know, I don't want to be the bum on there. I don't want them to outshine me. I was like, if anything, we neck and neck. You know what I'm saying? Because it's competitive. So, just doing my best to try to do the record. And if I don't like it, I'll rewrite the verse 3, 4, 5 times. You know what I'm saying? Till I get comfortable, or people in my circle say, you know what, that's kind of hot, you know, or just roll with it. So,
yeah. That is dope, man. Is this the main single that you're... I know you got a bunch of records out there, but is this one of the main singles you're pushing right now? Because it's called Fold.
Yeah, this one of the main ones we pushing right now. Bucket list type stuff for me. Been wanting a record with Boosie. Bucket list stuff with Chris Brown.
Yeah.
So I've been scratching stuff off the bucket list, and it's just been super dope because, again, I'm from a small town, like 24,000 people, and I was listening to Boosie back in 1999. And I'm riding around. They like, man, who is this? How you find this dude? He sound like a 13-year-old. Cut him off. And these people to this day now, oh, I love Boosie. He an OG. That's that nigga. I'm like, I've been listening to Boosie. Y'all told me to take the CD out. Like, now y'all a fan. So it was just dope to see him transcend to this mega superstar, because I really was watching from the beginning.
Absolutely. And it works out like that. People in the beginning, they'll be like on the fence, but then they eventually they'll spin the block and they'll be on board.
When that Zoom and that Swerve came out, I was like, okay, yeah. Boosie arrived, you know, so.
Can we anticipate a full project from Illboy this year?
Most definitely. I got so much music in the vault. It's just, I need a bigger budget. I need some more money. So I be trying to be strategic when I put out my records, but I got more major features. I got more EPs. I got EPs with artists from different cities.
Yeah.
Shout out to my boy Sincere, Trey Trick out in Detroit. We got an EP together. Shout out to my boy Wack. We got a record with Rich the Kid. Like, we just got so much music, but it don't do me any service if I can't put some money behind it so people can hear it. So I just, you know.
That is facts.
Yeah.
That is absolute facts, because it's not a cheap business.
Man, it is not. And these boys be trying to be cheap, and artists think they can just keep finessing, or they going to see me and I got talent. I got talent, man, and they got to work with that. No, you got to come up with some bread, bro.
We are in a different time.
Yeah.
We are in a time now where artists have to put up or shut up, basically, you know.
Absolutely.
And that's no different than anybody out here. That's for me, too. Yeah. If I didn't invest in my business and it cost a lot to run my business every month, I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
Absolutely.
If I was out partying and not investing in the business, it wouldn't exist.
And it's crazy that people won't Tampa's resources. They won't Illboy resources, but they don't want to pay. And it's like, man, people actually having a living out this, and they taking care of their means. And just because you got talent, that don't mean nothing. Why should I give you my resources?
Right.
You're not breaking bread. We not making no money together. You ain't putting nothing in my pocket. You're not even supporting me. So how am I just supposed to give you this game and give you these resources? Like, I don't get it.
Listen, you and I right here, you and I understand that, you know, but the world don't. Who you got with you today?
Man, shout out to my homie Chris, man. And, I say shout out to Juicy Visuals, my main camera guy. He caught COVID right before we came. He was going to be an assistant. They was going to tag team me. And he was like, yo, I'm going to still send my guy out here. We're going to make sure you get all your content. And it's been nothing but love. So shout out to Chris, man, and all the work that he's been doing for me these past couple days.
Facts. He was on point, too. I seen him moving around with his camera, getting all that footage. Provided us some light when we needed it, all that. You know what I'm saying?
He ready to work for you. He ready.
What's his Instagram?
I'm gonna let him chop it up with you and get it at the end.
Okay, because I want people to follow his movement and tap in with it for sure, man.
What is it? I can't say it off top.
It's Christopher, and then KurishingaL. That's my last name. Tap in with
me. Okay, perfect. Most definitely. We can hear it on the mic pretty good.
Okay, y'all got it? Okay.
Yeah. Most definitely. He knows how to project his voice.
There we go.
Definitely. When you hit the ground back in your city, what's the first thing you're doing?
Man, hug my babies, hug my wife.
Yeah.
Just be thankful to get back home. Like, you know, it's so underrated. People be like, I made it home. Like, no, that's a blessing.
Facts.
Blessing. It's so much crazy shit just happening out here. Bunch of weirdos out here. Yo, just every day is something crazy going on. So just to make it back home, just to hug your kids, hug your family, it mean a lot.
Growing old these days is a flex. I said that at the showcase. Yeah. Young people want to call older people, oh, you old.
You're old here.
That is a blessing.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is.
Because a lot of these youngins ain't living past 30, 40 years old. That's too young.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
So, yeah, getting home and loving on your family.
Yeah,
God and family always first.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Definitely. Yeah. I know you got to get to the airport. You flying out in a couple hours. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we just, like I said, running crazy. Hate that little, what's that, expressway y'all got here? What y'all call that, what y'all want to call it?
We got like 80 interstates here. There's a lot. Like, I can't. There's 20, there's 85, 285. There's a 675, 985.
Man, I told them I can't wait to get back home. My backyard is full of cornfields.
I love it.
I can get around in 2 to 3 minutes.
It's
a 2.9 out here, and it's like a 35-minute drive,
40-minute
drive. And I'm like, what?
Coming here, there was a semi truck that went over the median into the oncoming lane, and it had all the traffic. I thought I was going to be late because, like, the traffic was backed. That's crazy. Finally turn off down a side street to make it here. I'm just like, people don't pay attention. They don't know how to drive.
Speeding, I'll be crazy out here.
Listen, I didn't have anxiety until I moved here, and I know a lot of it comes from the traffic and the weirdos.
It is for sure. I'm not a fan. Not a fan.
I'm not going to retire here. Trust me. Y'all heard it. I love this city.
Where you going?
I don't know yet.
You going back to Florida?
No.
No?
No, because Florida's getting overpopulated, too.
I went to Florida early in January, and that was my first time ever in Florida. I was, where was that, Marco Island? We was real way far down there.
It's beautiful out there.
It was nice, you know what I'm saying? Not as much diversity I wanted to see, but they say it was more like a retirement area, but it was nice.
I want to move somewhere like not where it snows a lot, but like, you know, maybe like southern Tennessee. It's beautiful up there. Okay. They get a little bit of snow, but not obnoxious. And there's still like a lot of land. Trust me, I've already been looking at land. Like, let me buy it now and build on it later.
That's dope. That's smart.
Got to think about our futures, right?
The hustling. That's the hustling.
100%.
Yeah.
Let's check out this record because I don't want to make you miss your flight because it takes a minute to get to the airport, get checked in, all that.
Let's do it.
But I'm glad that we were able to finally do this face-to-face. We've done so many virtual interviews and all kinds of stuff. So it's a blessing to have you here, bro. Like, you're a gem.
I appreciate that. I appreciate all the flowers. I appreciate your platform. I appreciate everything you've been doing for the independent artists, man. You definitely a game changer in the business.
So. And I appreciate you, too. We need more artists like you out here who are just, like, honest and genuine and loving and about your business. And so let's get into this record. But before we do that, man, where can people keep up with the movement?
IL_BOI. And probably when I get back, just go to www.illboy.com. We're going to get that thing back up and running. And y'all come in, subscribe, tap in. Start promoting the newsletter and just start catering, like I said, to those people who subscribing and tapping in. So www.illboy.com, IL_BOY on IG, and just Illboy on all the platforms, YouTube, anywhere else, you know what I'm saying, that you're doing your thing. So
what's the most recent video on YouTube?
It's the Boosie record, Fold. It's just, you know, how DistroKid will upload the record. I don't got an actual visual to it, but if you, like I said, you click the back of this, it's going to take you right to the YouTube channel.
Maybe you should do like a visualizer. Those are hot.
hey, you know, me and my manager, not my manager, but Juicy Visuals, we was talking and we saw somebody do like a fake Boosie for a video. It was like a lookalike.
There's AI too, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. So people been wanting a video for it. We was trying to figure out if we can do one or what we gonna do. But yeah.
Listen, but that's good though that at least the audio is up there because yeah. YouTube is one of those mostly streamed platforms because you don't have to pay for it. You know?
I'm starting to realize so many people be on YouTube and then I see a handful of people still on SoundCloud.
And Audio Mac.
I ain't got on Audio Mac yet. Like, what do you think about it? Like,
this is my personal opinion. I'll say it quickly. I feel like when an artist puts their music out there, two things they need to be doing. One, make sure you upload the clean and the dirty version.
Right.
There's so many artists, all they upload is the clean version. What about the audience who can't stream clean or dirty music because they're underage? You got to put both out, clean and dirty.
Right. You're right about that.
And I feel like you should put it on every platform imaginable possibly. Because they still have an audience.
You're right.
You know, Reverb Nation. You know what I'm saying?
They're like, still doing their thing.
Still, all these years later. So it's like, you never know. Someone could be streaming through Audio Mac and stumble across it. You don't want to miss that.
You're right. I've been missing my audience on Audio Mac. So you got me some work to do when I get back.
That's right. Big Audio facts. Definitely. Because really, you got your business together. You know, you got, if you got your Song Trust, Sound Exchange, all that, money's going to come in.
We got all of that. We got all of that on deck. So,
yeah. And YouTube be paying out. I get a check from them every month because I upload all my videos on there.
That's love. I'm trying to get to you. I'm trying to get like you.
Fortunately for me, it was slightly easier to get monetized because of the watch hours. My interviews are 30 to 40 minutes long versus a music video's three minutes.
Yep.
I'm putting several out a week, so it's easier. But I can see as an artist, it's a little tougher to run them watch hours up.
Most definitely. I'm on the same type of time. I know exactly what you're talking about. Everything.
So. Who you want to shout out to, fam?
Hey, man, shout out to Juicy Visuals. Shout out to Chris, man, getting me together, you know, getting all my content. Shout out to my wife. I love you. Shout out to my kids. Shout out to everybody who just been following the movement. Shout out to Pops. Man, so many different people, man. If y'all rock with me, y'all know what it is. Don't get mad at me if I can't think of your names, but I love you. I appreciate y'all. All the people who've been supporting me. It's the big homie.
Shout out to yourself too, bro.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're a dope person.
Thank you.
Yes, for real. I feel like you my brother from another. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like blood couldn't make us no closer, and that's just facts.
I appreciate that.
100%, bro.
Straight genuine.
Let's talk about this record, man. I need that official introduction. Is it available for the people who aren't aware? I know you got the chips over here, the Cheetos and stuff. It's available everywhere, right? Yeah, and soon to be on more platforms.
Yeah, it's on all platforms, soon to be on more. And let me know when you're ready for the introduction.
Man, we ready. Let's go.
It's my latest single, Ill Boy featuring Boosie Badass. It's called Foe. It's on the Hype 87.3. Y'all can listen to it now. It's a movie.
Let's go.
Come and see what all the hype is about. Tune in to The Hype 87.3.
Fuck a mile and say fuck a mile. Fuck. Fuck a mile and say fuck a mile. Fuck. Fuck a mile and say fuck a mile. Fuck. Fuck a mile and say fuck a mile. Fuck. Fuck a mile and say fuck a mile. Fuck. Fuck a mile and say fuck a mile. Fuck. Fuck a mile and say fuck a mile.
I'm cutting no nicks. I'm cutting no nicks. Them nigga be wanting your fucking chain. Yeah. Nigga be wanting your fucking bitch. Talking down on the nigga name.
I'm cutting no hope.
I'm cutting no hope.
Them hoes be going from game to game.
Fucking on niggas and telling they business. These hoes ain't shit in Jesus' name.
I know your hoe.
I know your hoe. She like money. I got money.
She go go.
She say she wanted to fuck me to tell her girlfriend.
And fuck the bro.
Fuck that nigga.
You talking about me on the pillar. Use a hoe.
Did she tell you how I flipped her with my other hoe?
Niggas ain't shit but bitches and trick. You find one solid, you better keep.
And you don't need all them niggas. All you need is one grim reap.
Yeah.
Didn't that hoe cheat on my brother twice?
Bitches ain't shit, they ain't shit.
Didn't Red, get my cousin light.
Niggas ain't shit, ain't shit.
Told my dog that the hoe was shit.
What this nigga did?
He went back and went told a bitch.
What my little nigga did?
He talked about bodies and he hurt my stomach.
What my girl did?
My girl flipped
and I ain't see it come. Fuck a mile, I'm like, fuck a mile.
Fuck
a, fuck a mile, I'm like, fuck a mile.
Fuck
a, fuck a mile, I'm like, fuck a mile.
Fuck
a, fuck a mile, I'm like, fuck a mile.
Fuck
a, fuck a mile, I'm like, fuck a mile.
Fuck
a, fuck a mile, I'm like, fuck a mile.
Fuck,
fuck a mile, I'm like, fuck a mile. Just told my little dog.
I don't trust no nick.
I don't trust no nick.
Them nigga be wanting your fucking chain.
Yeah.
Nigga be wanting your fucking bitch.
Talking down on a nigga name.
I don't trust no hoe.
I don't trust no hoe.
Them hoes be going from game to game.
Fucking on niggas and telling they business. These hoes ain't shit in Jesus' name.
Them nigga be wanting your fucking chain.
Yeah.
Nigga be wanting your fucking bitch.
Talking down on a nigga.
niggas gon' fold. Niggas police, I know that they mold. Niggas is talking, I know that they troll. Why is you talking? I don't even know. I am a hustler, I am on go. I am the pills, I am the coke. I am the vodka they put in their throat. I am that nigga they looking for hope. I am that nigga that's climbing the slopes. Niggas are greedy, I seen it before. Niggas are shady, I been there before. Closing the door and I'm locking it up. Niggas are talking, I'm stacking it up. Niggas are hating, I'm shaking it up. Niggas are awkward, I don't give a fuck. Niggas is down and I don't want they luck. The devil is talking, I don't wanna hear it. Abracadabra, I swear I do magic. Niggas is talking, I put them in panties. Niggas are haters, I know the dynamics.
I'm cut, no nick, them niggas be wounded.